On Fridays, the Business Report focuses on your money, and today we're going to look at what happens when you run out of it. It's becoming more important than ever that consumers take hold of their debts because Congress is expected to pass a new bankruptcy law next week. That'll make it more difficult for consumers to wipe out their credit card bills and other loans. The new law will require debtors to get credit counseling within 6 months before they file for bankruptcy protection. To discuss that requirement, we're joined by Deanne Lunan. She's a lawyer with the National Consumer Law Center, a Boston-based nonprofit, and she's on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what are the new requirements exactly, this credit counseling requirement?
There's a requirement with credit counseling that all debtors who want to file bankruptcy or are planning to file bankruptcy have to have a briefing from a credit counseling before they file. There's a separate requirement that before they can actually get a discharge, they're going to have to take an instructional course in financial issues.
Assuming that this bill becomes law as expected next week, what sort of advice would they give?
Well, there's not that much in the law about the substance of what the credit counselors are going to have to talk about. There's a little bit more about who these credit counselors have to be, and there's going to be an approved list.
Right now, a lot of consumer credit counselors are people financed by businesses who want to recover as much of their money as they can, and so they send somebody to you to try to work out a payment schedule.
Right, and one of our big concerns about this whole idea is huge abuses in the credit counseling industry, particularly over the last 5-6 years or so. The credit counseling industry itself, even with the legitimate agencies, was created by the creditors, and a lot of the agencies got their funding, or most of their funding, from creditors.
And those people could be on the approved list if this bill passes?
Absolutely.
What have the abuses been?
The main abuses have been excessive fees. It used to be that the fees were actually quite minimal, and now these agencies are charging consumers upfront, monthly fees. They actually cut into the money, you know, they could be paying toward their creditors. And then one of the biggest abuses is that nearly every company in the industry or every agency has nonprofit status from the IRS. And what they found, particularly in the last 5 years or so, is most of the, or a good number of these agencies actually were for-profit businesses masquerading as nonprofits.
Now, at the same time, you could raise the question, and certainly the companies will. I mean, people have accumulated these debts. Why not make them wait a little while? Why not make them talk it over with somebody and see if there is a way to work out a payment schedule instead of just giving them a free pass?
We absolutely believe that credit counseling can be a good thing for some people when it's done by a legitimate agency. What we're talking about is this really is just another punitive measure that they're putting on consumers. It's more of a formality, actually, than a real education moment.
Why is that?
It depends really on the premise of why you think people are getting into bankruptcy in the first place. A lot of what the entire bill is actually based on is that we have really a bunch of deadbeats that are just running up their credit cards and then irresponsibly going to file bankruptcy. In fact, a majority of consumers who file bankruptcy do so because of some unexpected circumstance like a job layoff or an illness, medical bills, or perhaps because they've actually been trying to pay those credit cards back, and we've seen a lot of examples of this, may even have paid the principal back 3 times over, but between the fees and the interest accumulation and all that, they just can't get ahead.
If I've piled up a lot of debt and I'm about to go to a credit counselor, whether it's within the framework of this new law or outside of it, what are the questions that I should be asking to make sure that this person is legitimate?
A good credit counselor will ask you a lot of questions first about your situation and go through different options with you. A question you can ask also is, how much do you charge? And make sure that you ask all kinds of possible fees, because sometimes they actually couch their fees in what they call voluntary contributions because they are nonprofits, and so it might be hidden what they're actually charging you.
Some advice from Deanne Lunan, a lawyer with the National Consumer Law Center.